first apologize for last week sending out the Chutz La'aretz also on this week's parsha. This week we'll try to handle a little bit Ba'aleischo and Shlach together. The end of parsha's Ba'aleischo talks about the Ma'aseh Miriam. Vatisogir Miriam Michutz L'machane Shivas Yom. V'omlei Noso Ad Yosef Miriam. Everybody knew about it. The entire nation didn't travel for 7 days because Miriam had Tzaras. There was no way that no one knew about, that there was anybody that didn't know about it. Everybody knew. Why aren't we going? Why aren't we traveling? I mean, Kinira the Onan wasn't going, but Vos Epis, because we're waiting for Miriam. Parshas Shlach starts off Shlach Lechon Hashem, and it tells the Ma'is of the Meraglim. Rashi says, Lo Manismach Parshas Meraglim and Parshas Miriam. Fishalokso al Iske Dibo Shadibr Ba'achel. Rishom Halolu Rov Lechol Musar. Because Miriam, why is the parasha of the Meraglim next to the parasha of Miriam? Because Miriam got tzaras because she spoke Lashon Hara. Rishoyim halolu rov leilochu musar. These Rishoyim, who later on, the Torah refers to them as Anoshim, which all Anoshim is Lashon Chashivas, Lashon Gedula, they were big people. Ki Yodua, the Ramban says that they're listed in order of their godless, and Yeshua is number 5. And Kinira, they were Anokim Sheva Anokim. Nevertheless, in this Nekuda, in this aspect, they're referred to as Rishayim. Sherov Leilochum Musar. That they saw something and they didn't take Musar. What is the Nekuda of Musar? It's exactly that Nekuda. The Nekuda of Musar is to internalize what a person sees. When a person sees something, to connect it to himself, turn it around, and apply it to himself. How does this apply to me? They saw exactly what happened, and they didn't say, how does this apply to me? And Mimela, they were Nechshal right afterwards. Even though they saw the terrible Einish that she had, and the terrible Busha that she had, millions of people waiting for her, knew exactly what she did. Imagine if it said on a person's forehead, all is Avir. What is a Busha? This is that. At least they could cover it over, run, not everybody's going to see him. Here, millions of people knew what they did wrong. And they didn't apply it to themselves. They didn't internalize the message of being careful not to speak Lashon Hara. That's the Nekuda of Musar. It's to apply to yourself. That means that even if you're the biggest person, but who knows? That's why it says, Arei Seito Bekukula Yazer Atzmi Min Yayin. Somebody sees a Seito, so then he should become another. He shouldn't be Nechso, because Yayin is bringing Margo De Aveiro. Shaili is Fakert. He's the only person that doesn't have to. He saw exactly how terrible what happens to somebody that's Mezanech Chas V'Shalom. They push a blow up. They saw the terrible anish that happens. The only person that doesn't need to worry about it is the person that saw the Seita Bikukulai. And the answer is no. That if you don't apply it to yourself, if the person sees it and he doesn't apply it to himself, he doesn't think, oh, this could happen to me if I'm not careful. And he says, oh, well, he just derides all those that do bad things. Well, look at this lady, what happened to her? Chafat she did. Is it bizyonis? A yid should act like that. Terrible. That's not the answer that's supposed to be. The answer is always to apply it to yourself. So that the Kleisenberg, the Sanzerevo, now they put out the quote from him. But Sol Shmuz is going around at the beginning of the Corona that, you know, there's a lot of things that you could connect to the Corona, the Chilul Shabbos and the this and that, and other things. He says, don't point fingers at anybody else. The fingers always has to be pointed to ourselves. What could we do to improve? And that's really any situation that a person has. Certainly such a earth-shattering situation like we have now. But any situation that a person encounters, he could always ask himself, how does this apply to me? How am I supposed to change? How? And if a person doesn't, then it could be that even at the end of his life, he hears about a mice that happened, that somebody that a hush of a person that everybody knows about did something, and that would never happen to me. Well, who knows? I had a Rebbe in 9th grade who, he wouldn't put up any pictures of Gedolim that are alive. He wouldn't put them up on the walls. Only Gedolim that are Nifter. You never know. He wouldn't put up any pictures covering the walls. But no one that was alive. That's in the general of what Musar is. In the specific of Musar is Liman Musar Mitecha Sefer. Learning Musar from the Sefer and internalizing the message of what a person sees inside the Sefer. That's the Nekudas HaMusar. That's the the first issue, though, is that the reason why people don't do that maybe is because they don't learn Musar in the first place. Very, very many people aren't interested in learning Musar. L'mayis the Mishnah Berurah says is a chiv l'umir musaf kol yom. Rishol Salanter says that even if prison, you don't have time. You think you don't have time. Learn musaf for 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. You'll see that you have more time. Taka. And not only that, that's what the Goyin says. Hachazik ba musar al teref nitzurek ki chayecho ki hi chayecho. It's a well known Goyin in Mishle who says, hold on fast to musar nitzurek, guard it ki hi chayecho, because it's your life. He says, his lashon is ki kol mashe ha'odom nivro lishbar. And the whole reason that a person is alive, he lishbur mido shalei shavrad hino. Lechein tzarech tomid lishazik v'mlo yishazik lomo lechaim. The whole purpose of a person is to be shaver mido shalei shavrad hino. That's the person. V'mlo yishazik lomo lechaim. There's no purpose to life if you're not going to work on, or a person's not going to work on themselves. So it's nice to learn, and it's nice to work, and it's nice to do everything else that a person does. But if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, ki hi chayecha, you're not taking care of yourself, the main purpose of life, then there's definitely something which is missing. How long does a person have to spend on it? It doesn't make a difference. The nekudah is that he's spending time on it. That's the first nekudah, is to spend time on it. The issue is, though, giving a pitch for Musar, it's a little bit out of style, but I'm just going to... Lamaisa, there's issues that people have with it. The first issue is that people don't like learning Musar because who likes to highlight what they're doing wrong? You've seen a Musar safer that you shouldn't be doing A, B, and C, and Mechulu. And no one interested wants to highlight any issues that they have. And I've heard this from people, I've heard this from young people, from old people, from it's an issue. So the truth is that before a person starts learning Musar, says Rabbeinu Yoino in Shara Avodah, he has to really know his milas before he starts Musar. If you don't realize your milas, so then you can't start Musar. A person has to realize his intrinsic greatness and his own specific greatness. First of all, in general as a Yid, and more specifically as somebody that the Rabbani Shalom gave koiches to, different koiches to, all types of koiches to recognize his godless, and only after that to start learning Musar. And the truth is that's the most... So before a person would start learning Musar, a person should take a pen and paper and write down 20 milas that he has. 20 milas. Some people have trouble doing that. If you start out, even though they think that they don't need anything Musukin, but all of a sudden they have to write down their milas, they can't. But every person has hundreds of milas, not just 20. Write down 20 milas that you have. The truth is, I would think that this is the biggest Musar. If a person writes down his milas, that's the biggest Musar. On my nuts and guys, on my maximizing my potential, my nutzingeis, my kreches that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me. And that's really, I think that's in Parshas Baal Yischa, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was out of mikol Adam, asher pnei Adama. And the shayla everybody asks is, what do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah? And Moshe wrote that Lekom kenavi oyin. Moshe knew what it says in the Torah, that he's the biggest Navi, and that he was murdered the Torah from Sinai, and that he did everything else, that pel pal adaber aboy v'marvel v'chiv dechidus lomo lois reisim ladaber b'avdi b'moshe, all the tremendous things the Rebbeinu Shalom said about him. He knew it all. How's it shayach that he was the honor of mikol adam? And the answer is because anivus doesn't mean that a person doesn't recognize his godless. A person doesn't recognize his milus, doesn't recognize the tremendous things that he's done. That's not what it means. Certainly Moshe Rabbeinu knew what he did. However, when he realizes that everything that he has is the Rebbeinu Shalom gave it to him, the kreches that he has were all from the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's how he was able to do everything. So then it could very well be that him with his tremendous kreches has done less comparatively than somebody else, Chaim Yankel off the street with his kreches. That person maximized 80% of his kreches, and this person only maximized 70% of their kreches. The amount that a person uses of their brain is a fraction of a fraction. The kreches that a person has is so in Echanam he's done tremendous things, but comparatively, Bisrael Slant just said that I know that Rebbeinu Shalom gave me the kreches of 1,000 people. He was a goyin and he had a tremendous kreches, and goyin again, goyin. It was like, says, I know that Rebbeinu Shalom gave me the kreches of 1,000 people. He says, but he's also giving me teiveya for me that I do the avoid of 1,000 people. So when you look at the question like that, so in Echanam, I'm a tremendous kreches, 100%, but that I should be a balgaiva because of that. Did I do a thousand men's worth of work? So the biggest musar is, first, write down your milas. I have such tremendous milas. My nutzinger is my milas, and my nutzinger is my milas. That's really the akdama is beforehand, is to understand the person's milas before he starts learning musar. Second akuda people say is I don't see any difference. I don't see any. I learned musar. I did my years in yeshiva. They had 20 minutes a day. I've been doing it for 20 minutes a day for 7 years in yeshiva, and then I came to Israel and did it for. I don't see any great shakes. Nothing. It's not much being. So first of all, a person should know that the well-known Mr. Salanter that says that when a person learns Musar, then even if he doesn't think that it's being mashpia, but tif after tif, it's like the drops of the on the stone by Rekiva, that a person doesn't see the difference. But afterwards, a person can turn around and he'll see. First of all, it's well known that a person doesn't see the difference by himself because it's so ever so gradual. But if somebody sees him after 2 years, it's a different person. It's a different situation. And they do grow, and even if they think they don't. Not only that, said Bishol Salanta that it's kedai for a person to learn Musar his entire life, so that one time he shouldn't speak Lashon Hara. So, one time, etvas, there was some maila, some time that you saved yourself from learning Musar, it was already kedai the whole Isik. But it's certainly much more than that, and it certainly is much being a person. So the way it must be in the much more subconsciously than consciously. And the ideas that a person has, and the learning of the sefer, the more that a person learns the sefer. So Victor Miller says you should stel to the way that you think to the Musar Sfarim. So start learning, learn Mesil Sharm 10 times, learn 100 times. So you start thinking like the Mesil Sharm thinks. When you go through the Musar Sfarim, you go through, it's automatically that affects a person's thought process, and automatically when it'll affect him when he hits an Isayin, when his interactions with other people, the Hulu. Even if it's ever so slightly, it's slowly but surely it changes the person. It's not it's certainly one cannot say that it doesn't affect him. It also is important that a person should know how to learn Musar. A lot of people just, you know, I remember when I was learning Mesil Sharm in Yeshiva. So halfway through Mesil Sharm, he says Ad Khan is for Tzaddik, and Til here is for Precious. He's the star for Precious. Is Chosid. Is the next Darga. So I turned to the person next to me and I said, alright, which way do I go? Do I go forward or do I go backwards? Do I start again or do I... Halavai that it should be. You could just read up Musar Sfarim without a problem. It doesn't do too much. In one ear and out the other ear. Even that is good. The truth is that even that is good. But it could be so much more effective if a person knows what to do. If a person takes I once saw a sign of a Musar Kreilo, that there was a schedule of what they had to do. 2 pages every week of whatever safer it was. They can at least do this amount. I said, I would have, if I was in charge, I would have written the exact opposite. Don't do more than this amount a week. Don't learn more. When a person is just rushing through, so then it doesn't affect them. A person should take, you have 20 minutes, take one paragraph from the Mesil Sharm. And go over it once, go over it twice, go over it 3 times, start thinking about it. Yisoyed HaChassidus Shirish HaVoida. What's the difference? What does it mean? Yisoyed and what's Shirish? What's the difference to them? What's the difference between HaVoida, Chassidus, Shirish HaVoida? Shizbar V'Samitz Adam HaChavasa Bar Yilamai. What does it mean, Yisbar V'Samitz? What does it mean, Chavasa Bar Yilamai? What Taki is Chavasa Bar Yilamai? Think about it. Think about it a little bit. And then apply it to himself. Okay? So now I see that a person has to do it. Am I doing that? Am I being Mizbar? Am I Chavasa Bar Yilamai? Am I living my life with my Yosim, my Batam, and Gamasei, Cholos Shalom, and Kolim Echayev? Do I have a goal? How does it apply to me? Take whatever he learned and apply it to himself. How does it apply? That's some of them are going to get to the actual limit of Musar. And the last Nekudo is that a lot of people say that the Musar Sfarim don't speak to me. And Sefer doesn't. All the classics, they don't talk to me. I didn't lay there. It's not my language. I can't understand them. I don't. So, not some people they have that they connect to them, but it's not much beyond. Some people, no, it just doesn't even. I remember a person said to me about a certain sefer, that very well known sefer, one of the classics. He says, it just doesn't talk to me. That sefer talks to me 100%. Happens to me personally. That sefer is some people doesn't talk to. The truth is that this is an issue that's going on for hundreds of years already, if not thousands. Rabbeinu Tam writes it in the Mihagdoma to the Sefer Ayosher. He says, the Chavis Lavavis, Achosid, Ebn Bukuda wrote a Sefer, Rabbeinu Bukhai, he wrote a Sefer, Chavis Lavavis, But in his generation, it was good. But us, we're not holding there, and it doesn't talk to everybody. And v'chulu. So he's writing a new sefer for himself. Hopefully, somebody else will also gain from it. Praise Hashem. So in the Chachamim, in every generation, everybody has to talk their language. And certainly, if one of the classics, Chavis Lavovitz, Shari Truvo, Mitzil Sishorim, Baruch Sadikim, these svarim talk to a person. Matoiv, that's the best. But there's so many svarim that even came out in the last 100 years, whether it's in Hebrew or whether or not it's in English, whether or not they have so many Musar svarim that a person should use. Siftei Chaim is very, he brings down a lot of concepts of the earlier Baalei HaMusar and makes it very, very practical and makes it very, and he explains the nekudas of the Yom Tovim and he connects it to us. And there's so many people, from the Miller, for those that it talks to, for everybody has their person that it talks to, but just find that sefer. And I would suggest, if you're talking nothing, talks to a person, to do like Rabbeinu Tam did, write your own sefer, something that talks to you. Anything that you'll be oisik in, any nekudah that you'll be oisik in, of trying to mevar chavis adam b'ilamai is certainly important. And like the Gemara says in Shabbos that chosin Yeshua chokhmah das yiras Hashem yiratzarei. It says that it refers to the shisha sidra mishnah. It says, and even so, a person can have all shisha sidra mishnah, but if he doesn't have yirashamayim, then vasoter, he doesn't have anything. So certainly, learning is important. But if a person doesn't have the yirashamayim, doesn't take the time to spend on gaining yirashamayim, then could be he's missing the main point of life. Yitzreya ki yichayecho. I'll just end off with a story. Rav Volbe said when he was in Sweden, he was there during the war, he was there for 8 years in Sweden, basically by himself. He says that most of the people that were being mishamish b'kodesh, they went off the derech. He says, if I was able to be shamer on myself, that I should remain as a tzura of a yeshiva man, he says, it was only credit to due to the fact that I learned Musar every day. He says, and this is not gaiva b'chlal. He says, it's like a person who said that I stayed healthy during a famine because I ate bread every day. Musar for the nefesh is like bread for the soul, and a person that in a chanami is mashkiya a little bit will start living in Yitzreya ki yichayecho. This is the real life.